right, man. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Thanks so much, Margaret, and thank you, General, and hello all. And
you talked to Jackie.
Yeah, and I just got off the phone with Jackie. So the story in the Henry universe is that Jackie is, you know, she lives in South Florida. She lives on the, well, I shouldn't say this, but she lives on the cooler side of Florida, the East Coast. I'm just kidding.
No, he is not kidding. No, he is not. He's saying he's just kidding.
Yes, I am kidding. Got a lot of friends, a lot of great people, a lot of cool people live on the West Coast of Florida. Yes, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Yes, I... So anyway, Jackie lives in Miami. I mean, you can't beat Miami, can you?
Well, unless it's Tampa.
So she lives in Miami, and that is the part of the state, that the eastern coast of Florida, that is not affected to the extent that the West Coast is by the hurricane. This is Hurricane Ian. It's coming up through the Gulf off of Key West. It's making landfall sometime today. As you listen to this, depending upon the time of day that you're listening to it, it has probably, it's traveling past or is making landfall somewhere in the southeastern portion of the state. So I was on the phone with her yesterday, and where she lives in Broward County, which is more Fort Lauderdale, they had some tornadoes.
Well, what if they had a tree fall down or something? What is the difference between a tornado and a cyclone?
They're two completely different things.
A cyclone's like a hurricane.
What?
Yeah, a cyclone is a hurricane. In fact, the National Weather Service identifies hurricanes as cyclones. We tend to use the word cyclone more in the Pacific. You're looking at me like
you're not making any sense. You're not making a bit of sense.
Dickman, why don't you look it up?
So anyway, the hurricane, the cyclone, same thing. And then a tornado is a whole... You remember the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
That's a tornado.
Yeah. He doesn't get it.
So they had a few of those touchdown in South Florida, Broward, especially where she was living. But it was kind of interesting, man. I got to tell you something. We were watching last night on streaming because I got rid of DirecTV. I got rid of all of the cable stuff. Everything we use now on television is an app. And we were streaming the WINK out of Fort Myers, Florida. I believe they're in Fort Myers, Florida last night. And they were doing a great job.
Yeah, there's a lot of those people are you know, that's a small market, but who's the guy they got down there that's...
Well, they got a lot of people there, I think, that could probably, you know, belong in a big market. You know, I don't want to say anything, but I think you guys are getting robbed. And
you're kidding, right?
I'm fooling around. Well, I'm not really fooling around, but you guys at Channel 2, you're paying your people really well, I guess. So
so you're saying there's people at Channel 2 at Wink TV.
Yeah, there's people at Wink TV. What about it?
Well, you're saying that they're being stuck up?
No, I'm not. I'm saying they got very talented people there. I hope they're being paid what they're worth.
All right, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Phil just likes to stir the crap. Now, God knows what happens. Maybe somebody from Wink TV goes into the general manager tomorrow and says, I demand more money.
I hope so. So, anyway, welcome to our program. Don Berman is going to join me. He has a review of yesterday's show he'd like to tell us about. And then
Bobby Dooley, who made an issue with me on the phone and asked for airtime from Bud. Western Estates has fallen on some interesting times. They're not making the splash they used to. They do not have the interest from prospective home buyers that they used to have. Business is slow.
Yeah, at Western Estates, the business is slow. And Bobby Dooley proposes... Yes, it's idiotic. Although, I probably would buy a copy.
Proposes what?
Well, we didn't want to tell you until she comes on the air.
So you don't want to...
No, we'll tell you. When she comes on the air, let her say.
So this is something, though...
This is something that she would like to do to try to, you know, get business kicked up there. Get it upstairs.
Get it upstairs. Okay, why does that sound filthy?
Because your mind is something that marinates in garbage?
Oh, okay. Anyway, we have on the phone with us right now from Channel 19 News, it's Don Berman. And Don, you have I believe you have a review of me. You got a review of yesterday's show, right?
No, that's exactly right. I have a review of what you did yesterday. You took a big swing yesterday, Phil. You got up to the plate and you took a big swing, and I'm not exactly sure you connected. And my question...
Okay, it's going to be one of those reviews, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those reviews. I don't know if... Should I explain to people what you did?
Well, yeah, go ahead. I mean...
Well, you know what you did.
It ain't like I did something bad.
Go ahead, Don.
You know, Phil, that depends on your perspective. This Bearing of the Soul that you did yesterday and talked about how the show is created and the kind of kid that you were, the kind of a weirdo kid you were. You understand, Phil, you do that kind of thing, I think you're taking a big step. You're taking a big step, and I admire that, but when that big step that you're taking meets air, you see, you're supposed to meet ground, but when that you take a step and it's air, what does that mean to you?
He's laughing.
I know he's laughing. I know you think the whole thing's a big joke.
What do you mean when I take a big step, it's air?
You're off walking off a cliff, okay?
You understand that, Phil? Wait, hold on. I just want to get a... Do you agree with this?
Yeah, I can do, yeah.
So in other words, the whole crew here is arrayed in front of me and allied against me, okay?
Wow, get the big words on this. Jesus. I got a guy over here.
Don, look, just talk to me about this, okay?
Allayed in front of you and allied against you.
Yeah, because we thought it sucked.
We thought this show yesterday...
We didn't think it was any good. And here's the thing. I know you've told me many times, don't ever tell the audience what you think of the work you've done because then you allow them to have an opinion. And I know that that's probably, you know, I'm doing that right now.
Well, you let the cat out of the bag now, didn't you?
I just think that what you did yesterday, Phil, was career suicide.
Oh, give me a break.
No, why?
Because what I did yesterday is something I rarely do. What I did yesterday is I explained to people what this show is. And why, at the end of the day, what this show is really doesn't make that much of a difference to the audience because they perceive it.
You can't really express it because...
I can't express it because I'm doing it right now.
What is that supposed to mean? You're doing what?
The show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that in so doing that, Phil, I don't want to say it, but it almost feels like you're lifting your leg... let's say just to me, and you're going, yep, this looks like as good a place as any, and you go ahead and you get ready for that 100-mile car ride, you know?
Said car ride.
I know what I said.
I didn't get that at all. I'm lifting my leg and urinating on you.
Yes, that's what you're doing. Yes, that's what you're doing.
All right, Don Berman joining me from Channel 19 News, reviewing a show that I did yesterday. I suppose it was difficult to understand.
I'd say it was difficult to understand because on the one hand, you're saying, here's why the show's unique. Number two, no one cares.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, well, I mean, God, man. Yeah, that's just what Mr. Berman said. It's like you're lifting a leg.
It's like you're lifting your leg to me, Bud, Margaret, to Don, to anyone that you've had on this program, and you're saying, yep, time to tap a kidney. That's what...
No, that's not what it is at all.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, you realize that when you let the cat out of the bag...
I didn't let the cat out of any bag. Well, maybe I did. Hold on, just for a minute. Whatever it was that I said on the show yesterday, it was letting a cat out of the bag. That means there was somebody who doesn't really know what this show is. But what I was saying... You hit the nail on the head, and you're right. What I was saying was, here's why this show is unique, and here's why people don't really notice it, and why it probably doesn't make a difference at the end of the day, because I'm creating something...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. We're waiting. You're creating what?
I'm creating something that sounds like a comedy show with a lot of actors.
Right. And while you're pulling that off, you got to tell everybody, and here's why it's really unique, and here's why no one cares. No one cares.
I didn't say no one cares. I'm saying that here's why it's something that is not all that quote-unquote noticeable. And I did say... And I made a big effort at saying that at the end of the day, it's kind of a weird thing that I do.
Yeah, you said it's weird. And then you said that the comedy people that come and see your show, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you made some comment about some heavy hitters in the comedy business coming to your show. Who was it, some producer?
It was one guy that produced the comedy show, came and watched me and said, this is really weird. To which I replied, what do you do for a living?
Has that guy had anything to do with your sins?
I didn't say it to his face. I said it after he left.
Well, I'm just telling you, Phil, you know, that it's something that I wanted to review. I'm going to do it on the Berman beat tonight. I hope you don't mind.
Go ahead. But how am I going to stop you?
You can't. That's good. I'm going to review it on the Berman beat. And at 11 o'clock tonight, ladies and gentlemen, watch it. Don Berman, Phil Hendry, lifts his leg to me, Don Berman, yet again. Now, that'll be tonight.
That's what you're going to call it.
That's exactly right.
Why would you do that, Don? That's only bringing attention. It's bringing attention to your humiliation.
It's bringing attention to the ruthlessness of this man. And
Don, I don't know how to give it to you any other way than to say, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you are today.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Hey, guess what? Where am I today? I'm underpaid, overworked. I should have been networked by now. Yeah, thanks very much. Hey.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Thanks, bud. So be careful of the things you say, Phil, because occasionally some of it may actually be true.
Don, I'll just repeat it.
No, you don't have to repeat it. Wherever I am today, I got here because of me, Don Berman. And I'm saying to you, Phil, that as I clamber up the ladder of success all these years, here's Phil Hendry tonight on the Berman Beat. I've tried my hardest to make a success of myself, and here's Phil Hendry lifting up a leg and going, here comes that last beer. Go ahead and laugh.
You know, Phil, what Don is saying, however clumsily, I think needs to be said.
Well, you know what? Thank you. I'll take it under advisement. But you know that show yesterday was a statement of pure fact and nothing more. And, if it wins me fans, great. If it doesn't, I'm letting you come on here and rip me.
Well, he's not exactly ripping you. I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, there's a difference between being ripped, and in other words, being ripped and being the rippage.
Exactly, bud. Thank you very much. There's a difference between...
What does that mean, being ripped or being the rippage?
What the kid's trying to say is there's truth and then there's veneer. And this is truth.
Right now, the audience doesn't know what the hell it is we're talking about.
Unless they listened to yesterday's show.
Unless they listened to yesterday's show.
Well, I would recommend, folks, out of respect to me, Don Berman, and...
Why is this all about you? There's a bunch of other people here.
All right. As respect to me, to Margaret, to Bud Dickman, to General Shaw, to anyone that's ever been a guest on this show, I would please tell all of you to treat yesterday's show as something you wad up and throw in a waste paper basket in your bathroom. I'm Don Berman.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Berman.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Hey, Don, are you leaving?
Bye.
Don.
What?
Well, where are you going, man?
When the bet comes on, I fade away. I go, Don Berman, goodbye. That's how I do.
That's what he does on his newscast on TV. You can't do it here.
On my television newscast, when this music comes on, I go, Don Berman, bye. And I get up and I walk out as the lights go off in the studio.
Okay, see you later.
Well,
this is great. I'm having a ball. Thank you very much for being with me, folks. This is Phil Hendry, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And
like we were saying, if you want to know what the hell it was we were just talking about, listen to yesterday's show.
Yes, listen to yesterday's show. Bobby Dooley?
Bobby Dooley is coming up next. Things are not good at Western Estates. And in her way of putting it, in her terms, drastic measures
are needed.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus.
What's that mean?
Nothing.
Coming up in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show has 50,000-plus hours of some of the greatest radio and digital content you've ever heard in your life. Then, of course, there are the video casts, the home movies, television pilots, radio and TV interviews, and the behind-the-scenes of the pre-show, where you can watch Phil go through living hell as he tries to create this here show. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Commentary, comedy, it's bitchin'.
World famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year at philhendryshow.com.
Yes, a subscription for 1 month is less than $10. For an entire year, averages out to less than $7 a month. It's so marvelous. As much as I can't stand Phil, as much as he pisses me off, I gotta go and get another subscription.
That'll be four this week.
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online
other than porn.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. On the line with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Coming back, I guess, from a meeting, Bobby?
No, we're just on our way back from the supermarket. But, yeah, we had a very raucous meeting last night of the Homeowners Association. As you know, I am back. Steve and I are back from Butner Lake. And it's very interesting what happens when you're gone. the way the people, the machinations, okay? You know the word machination?
Yes, we know the word.
But I wasn't exactly asking you.
I know the word.
Do you, Bud?
No, I don't.
You're not going to know.
Well,
Don't worry about it, Bobby. We know the word machination.
Okay. The machinations that took place here at Western Estates while Steve and I and the boys were at Butner Lake. And, you know, when we go to Butner Lake, it's a trip of goodwill. We tell the people of Butner, we're here. Bobby, Steve, and the kids are here. We've made our Butner run. Okay? And we're up from Western Estates. And we represent. You know how people represent. So we're representing. And
yeah, the way we do it, we have the Western States flag on the Butter Girl, too.
We put the flag on the boat.
All right, well, what happened, if you don't mind me?
Well, what happened was when we got back, I looked at the, went into the office, our real estate office. I talked to Cash Bradley. And as a matter of fact, Cash is here. Cash, you tell Mr. Henry how the sales have been this summer.
Well, they've been terrible. They've just been... We've been off probably 50% from last summer, and it's not really explainable because we have a high quality of living here at Western Estates, something that we've prided ourselves on. Ms. Dooley has worked very hard. So sales are off, and just the foot traffic's way, way down.
Let me just do it.
We need more publicity. All right, we got it.
How is it that you're riding in a car and that guy's there?
Because he's in the back seat, we stopped off, picked him up, and said, "Here, now get him out of here."
What are you doing? Throwing you out? Oh!
So,
you had that man in the back seat of your car, now you've pushed him out.
Yes, I have. And it's a good thing that I did, because I'll tell you, the sales at Western Estates, the houses are not moving, the townhomes are not moving, we're not getting written up in Cocktails and Patio magazine, canceled a photo shoot that was scheduled for last week. And it was going to be, the Dooleys are back from Butner, bigger, badder, better than ever.
Yeah, we heard all of the promotion about that, Bobby. And we didn't know that you were relying on some kind of a big magazine spread. But what you're basically saying is that real estate, the sales of the homes at Western Estates, it's reflecting what's going on in the country. Sales are slowing down.
Well, sales may be slowing down in a lot of these average places where, you know, people want to buy a house. And they go and they look at the house, and it's what they want, and so they move on. Western Estates doesn't lose its value. Western Estates is a venue of quality.
Western Estates is a venue of quality. It has a great standard of living with the granite countertops, 5 different packages and options.
It's okay, I'll do it. We don't lose our value, and we don't lose our curb appeal, and we don't lose our sex appeal, and all of that has happened.
So you canceled this photo shoot. Well, you canceled the photo shoot with that, but my understanding, because I talked to Sven Eaton.
You talked to Sven?
Yes, I did. He said that you had another angle.
We do have another. So you talked to Sven. Did he tell you what it was about?
No, he did not.
Good. Good, because that saves him from losing a testicle. So,
hey, Bobby, that sounds really violent and vile.
I'm sorry.
It's just a matter of speech.
It's just a figure of speech.
That's not a figure of speech. What do you mean a figure of speech?
It's a figure of speech. That's what I mean.
Let's be friends here. So what's the new angle?
What do you mean, what's the new angle?
The new spread in Cocktails and Patio?
I talked to Sven Eaton, and I said... We need to get word of mouth. We need to get a buzz going. Phil, you know about buzz. You know what it means to get the word of mouth out on the street, to get people talking about you, right?
Yeah, I in a general sense, yeah.
Oh, in a general sense.
General. You've pulled some of the most outrageous things in the world to get attention to yourself and your show.
You know what, Bobby? Be that as it may, what is your proposed spread? What are you talking about with this Cocktails and Magazine?
I'm proposing... See,
Bobby wants to go bottomless in one of the...
I'll do it. I propose... Well, you screwed it up. You go ahead.
Well...
Go ahead, do it. You messed it up.
Bobby wants, basically, wants to bend over...
Give it to me. I'll do it. I want to be in our garden, around our rose garden. I'll be bottomless. I'm trimming the roses, but I'm wearing short, kind of an apron... And then I turn, and Steve gets a picture of me, and I'm sort of in the pose of, ooh, like that, okay? And the heading says, Western Estates, the prices are high, but Bobby's rear end is higher. Huh? And
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Jealous much?
Yeah, it sounds like jealousy.
No, can I step in here, please?
Well,
no, Bobby, it's not. Let me step in. The prices are high. Bobby's rear end is higher. So you want to explode, you want to destroy, you want to blow up everything you've built up to this point.
How do you figure that?
Well, forget about having families move in there. Forget about anybody with any, you know, anyone who is the least bit modest. And that would include a lot of families. You've got your three. Are you afraid of your son seeing this?
How many questions are in that, Mr. Inc?
But how many questions are in that? This is going to be for Cocktails and Patio magazine. It's going to be a one-off, okay? It'll be in one issue and then gone.
That issue will be around forever. People will be photocopying it.
Yeah, people will be photocopying it and passing it around and giving it and passing around and leaving it on railroad tracks and stuff for guys to dry out and hang in their basement.
What did you just...
What are you trying to say?
What are you talking about, bud?
You know what I'm saying. Bunch of pervs walking down a railroad track. They see it. Somebody spilled beer on it. They'll go and dry it off.
Oh, yeah. I know what he's talking about. What? So, that be that as it may.
All right, then I can put on a thong for Christ.
Hey, Bobby, watch the language, okay?
Well, you know what? Every good idea that I have...
Bobby, we're just talking about something that will linger for months, if not years, and people will say, there's the woman that bent over in the Rose Garden and said that she's got a high rear end.
Yeah, so what?
It sounds arrogant, it sounds egotistical, it sounds... Talk about self-destructive. Bobby, I'm...
Like I said, I'll put on a thong.
You can put on a thong... Hey, you know what?
Why are we even arguing? Go ahead and do it. I don't mind seeing it.
You say, now that he says he's going to look at it.
Yeah, that kind of
changes things a little bit.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you know what? I don't even want to see it then.
Why not?
Because now I don't.
Well, what's that supposed to...
What are you talking about?
Tell me my wife's butt.
My wife's butt isn't good looking.
Why don't you guys stop while you're ahead, okay? But never mind. Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry I'm arguing with you. You can do whatever the hell you want to do, but you're asking us, I assume, for an opinion.
You want us to tell you what we think about it or not?
I don't need for anyone. I'm trying to get some people to pay attention to Western Estates because the business is in the shitter.
Bobby's pissed off.
Where is she?
She's walking it off. Bobby?
Forget it. Every time I get angry and upset, Mr. Henry, you laugh.
Because it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Bobby, you're getting super dramatic over something that anybody would have a comment on. You bending over in your garden, trimming the roses and going, ooh, and talking about the prices being high at Western Estates, but your rear end is higher, and you're the Homeowners Association president?
God.
Well?
Okay, forget it then.
You did my wife, okay?
Hey, Steve, we're not kids here.
I tried to do something that would get attention to Western...
Ms. Dooley, there are ways, a million and one ways, to get attention for Western Estates, to get attention to a beautiful community and a beautiful lifestyle. You don't have to be stripped down in a thong, bent over with your husband.
Yelling at, laughing about you. Laughing about my wife's butt?
Are you laughing about my butt, huh?
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not.
I wish to God I'd never agreed to not... I wish to God I'd never agreed to allowing you not to let us to hang up.
What? What did you say?
I said, I wish to God I'd never agreed to allowing Mr. Henry not to let us to hang...
Well, I don't think it's right for you to laugh at her.
All right.
Thank you, Margaret.
But I will tell you this, Bobby. Whether or not sales are down, and we know that real estate's down all over the country...
Look, real estate is down across the country, Ms. Dooley. And people are just having to, you know, because of the interest rates, because just the market's softening, you know.
What do you mean about softening?
Don't worry, Steve. That's not about you, Steve.
You know.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. The market's softening just like you when you leave L.A. County.
F you.
So with that in mind, I think you're just going to have to ride this one out. You bending over, even with a high rear end... In a thong.
Had I known that I would be laughed at, I want you to destroy the tapes of this program, Mr. Henry.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
I'm telling you that I want you...
Well, not I'm not going to destroy the tapes of the damn show. Are you kidding me? Bobby Dooley, it's your thong. You got to wear it. Unfreaking believable. That, you know what? That's the height of dumb.
The height of dumb.
Well, why didn't you tell her that?
What's the point, man? I can't talk to her. I think what I need to do, says Bobby Dooley, is go out in a thong and have Steve take a picture of me, like, surprising me.
Yeah, but she was going to do it bottomless.
Well, we talked her into the thong. Yeah, okay. We talked her into the thong. I got money, if you're listening, Bobby, I got money that says you're not going to do this. It'd be the stupidest thing you could possibly do.
On second thought.
Yeah, on second thought, maybe. Thanks very much, guys, for joining us here. Thank you, Don Berman. Thank you, Bobby Dooley. Thank you, all of my wonderful friends in Florida. Be safe. Thanks to everybody else for being just so sparklingly wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
All right, man. Let's take a look and see if we even got a video here.
I think it's probably jacked up.
Probably is, yeah.
Not hard to believe that I feel all right now. It's been years and years.